kinda down and out, you don't know just what to do. Living all of your days in darkness, let the sun shine through. Ever feeling somehow, somewhere you lost your way? And if you don't get a help quick, you won't make it through the day. Or could you call?
What's happening? Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
And I'm Tim Miller.
Tim Miller lives. Three guys on.
A day late.
How long is that going to be around?
For a while. It's not going away.
It's our hashtag now.
It's the hashtag.
It's our hashtag. Thanks to Haywood.
I say eyes alive, y'all.
Hashtag.
Eyes alive.
Welcome back.
Who the ill?
Gil Scott Heron.
Yeah.
My blackness was on 10,000 yesterday. I was,
why the All-Star game?
I was listening to this, drinking bourbon. The All-Star game was on, and I was watching a James Brown movie on HBO, a James Brown documentary.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen it.
On 10,000.
You know what, actually? Let me see if it's on.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet either.
HBO.
It's on.
I saw some. It was on, like, in the evening, right? Four,
yeah.
Four something?
Yeah. So all this shit was going on at the same time. Between the bourbon, this, All-Star game.
All-Star game tip-off.
Yeah.
I didn't watch a second of that All-Star game. Not 1 second.
Good shit.
I like those parts when people talk about, oh, they don't play defense. I'm like, I know.
That's
why
the point.
I'm watching.
That's
I want to see crazy athleticism.
I
want to
see
why I'm watching.
What these guys can really do when the white man isn't holding them down. That's what the All-Star game. That's why they do it in February.
That's why I watch them. Crazy athletic shit.
White boys shooting threes. Now one white dunk. Nah, there were a few. Dirk. Powell ain't white, but he's white on that court.
He's Caucasian.
He's, yeah.
They give wide open lanes and people do all kinds of crazy windmills and throw that shit off the backboard.
Somebody, yeah, that's what you want to see.
But I don't play any defense. I
want to see crazy no-look passes and all kinds of shit like that. Shit you don't get to see normally. I want to see the athleticism of their warm-ups.
Yeah.
Whenever they talk about that all the time. Like when you watch LeBron warming up, he does all these spectacular crazy dunks.
Well, yeah, people say that. Like he you should see the shit he does in practice. Okay, well, yeah, that's what
show
we're doing.
Show it.
Remember Odell Beckham with all the warm-ups that he was doing with the one-handed catches?
Yeah.
And they kept showing it on Monday Night Football? Like, you should look at this footage we got of Odell Beckham. Well, yeah, well, let's do that in the game. That's what the All-Star game is for.
Yeah, that's what you have the All-Star game for. So, you know, I would just say, look, don't watch. You don't. Hey, we want to thank anybody who came out to the Romaine and Lettuce Eat Meets 3GO show. Three
Mad
guys
fun.
On.
Mad fun
it
show.
It was a lot of fun. The audience was loving the shit out of it.
Yes, sir.
Shirts were off.
Shirts were off.
Shirts were off. My compatriots didn't do anything, but I represented for Three Guys On.
Well, we don't.
If you just want a synopsis of how the show ended, just... you guys are doing Lately.
Lately.
Randolph with Jamel and Ivan.
Yes.
Jodeci. And
Notice-y.
Yeah, Notice-y. Fodice-y. And during the dramatic climax of the song, I guess you just caught the feeling of the
I caught the
moment.
Feeling. I caught the feeling.
Randolph's shirt came off and then somehow a jar of Vaseline appeared.
Yes. And, the Vaseline appeared, and Vaseline was applied.
Randolph began applying Vaseline to himself.
And Vaseline was applied.
Yeah, and
gyrations were done.
Gyrations.
Yeah.
A lot of couples leaving. A lot of upset boyfriends. Like, yeah. Dude, look, this Valentine's Day weekend, man.
A lot of gyrations were done.
I can't have my girl looking at all this here now.
A lot of rib bones were seen. A lot of ribs.
I got love handles, man. Can't have all my girl seeing all that here now.
It was nice, man. We had a great time.
About to roll up out.
Everybody, the audience seemed to love it. The people there want us to do it again. So we will do it again
at some point.
And we will let y'all know when. I don't think we promoted it quite correctly on the website.
You think? Yeah,
No, no. I'm talking about the flyer aspect.
You don't like the flyer?
No, because I think when people looked at the website, they didn't see our normal Friday thing. I think they saw something different. You see what I'm saying?
It was not branded enough.
Yes.
With our brand.
Yes. They didn't see what people know us.
Well, we'll fix that.
So I think we need to fix that for the next one.
Oh, there
it is. I thought the flyer was fine. I just thought it was.
We will fix that.
Looking at it.
There it is. It's on there.
What is that?
That's the whatchamacallit, Mr. Dynamite.
Oh, James Brown. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you want to watch
on
that.
It's on HBO Go.
Yeah, you want to watch that, man.
Yeah. I meant to see it yesterday, but it was on at 4. I woke up at 4, and it was on. Yeah. It was going off at 4:30. But yeah, we'll work on that. We'll
get that's all. I just feel like people, they know our show's been there for a while, so they know our show. So if you see something different, like, oh shit, what is this, an improv show? I ain't going to that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
We'll promote it. We'll get it worked out.
Yeah, you know, but
work out the
improv,
kinks.
Other than that,
I thought it was really. I thought it was good. The audience was loving the shit out of it. What we did,
it's fun and new.
Yeah, you know.
Well, for us,
loving the songs.
Yeah. Music was off the hook.
Everybody put time into what they were doing.
I was worried about people.
Haywood 3-note turnip seed. He put his time.
Well, people, did you hear people talking about the drums being in the front room, in the green room, and being a disturbance to the main room?
No, I closed the door.
The doors were closed.
Well, yeah, I can't remember who was saying it, but
they would have said something to us. The staff would have said something.
Well, I went in. I checked.
Not that night.
The
main room beforehand was.
The door was open to the main room, which they have it propped open sometimes. So I went in and just listened. I was like, yeah, it's kind of bleeding in. I don't think you could hear it all the way into the showroom, but at the back of the main room you could. So I just closed the door. And then I went in and checked. You could barely hear it.
Yeah. So as long as they keep the door shut, it's no big. I don't think it was a big deal. Mm-hmm. And again, Tim's like, I don't care. Because we talked about that. He was like, I don't care. You know, the stage is so far back. They ain't playing that loud.
No.
You got to get in the front of that mic.
Yeah. Fun show, man. Fun show.
It
sounds trebly. Yeah, that's better.
As far as the listeners and soon to be watchers, we'll try to get some audio visual for you guys on the next show and a few upcoming shows as well.
Yeah, we got to work out a lot some of kinks as far as
we're gonna work. We're gonna work
recording and videotaping.
We're gonna work on getting you guys a lot more, not info. A lot more jokes.
Yeah, just more us.
Content.
A lot more shit talking. Yeah,
just more content. Us.
A lot more shit talking.
Activity.
I'm gonna be alive.
Tim will live.
I'm gonna be
hashtag
involved.
Hashtag.
I'm trying to raise a daughter and a show here. So we're not going anywhere.
Well, she's looking pretty good. I'm looking at the hamster right there. She's looking pretty good. Her leg is broken. It sticks out to the side.
See how we all talk for a little bit, and then we all like go off on a little tangent on our own.
What was this, ADD?
You said trying to raise a daughter.
ADD.
Look at my daughter's hamster. You know,
ADD. We got a little ADD.
My wife's trying to text me at the same time.
Wife was texting you, and then I got.
I'm
fucking
focused over here.
Go,
right,
lady day. I got emails coming in about, hey, tomorrow maybe we can do a lunch. It's like, do you know it's gonna snow?
It's supposed to snow.
You know why? They're talking about.
Oh, they want to talk.
We want
to get together and talk. That's why.
But my contract is being, for everybody listening, my contract is being redone and rebid. So I don't even know if I should talk about
that. That's a DC thing.
That's a DC
thing.
How many
people in DC know about that?
But I think people, when I look on USA Jobs and stuff like that, I see contracted jobs all over the state. But I don't know how many people are involved.
But your contract ends.
Around everywhere else.
And then a new company picks up. It's a government contract.
It's a government contract.
The company redoes the contract or they bring a new person.
So you just have a new name on your paycheck.
I might have a new
job.
I might have a new name. I might have a new salary. Because to win the contract, they need to come in and say, hey, how much were they doing it for? We'll do it for this.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they say,
it's always less.
Hey, all y'all folk that was doing it for all that money y'all were getting, did what y'all get now. Look here.
Come out back by the dumpsters and let me holler at you.
Remember
right
all
quick.
That,
listen.
Remember all them gold diamond rims y'all was riding in? Now you're riding in bronze.
I know you think you're riding good because you got shark skin down to the floor.
To the floor. I know you feel it good.
See me riding.
See me riding.
Well, them days are done.
They are over with.
Then they
now.
Give you the team speech.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's do. We're going to be a team.
Yeah.
We're going to be a lower paid team.
You lower paid. You guys go ahead and get
my Brazilian brother Andre, we sat right next to each other in one of them speeches.
We're
looking at each other like, this
team.
Is about to be some bullshit
right
here.
This right here is all ridiculous. all lives.
Now you can leave and not have any.
You can leave.
You can have zero income.
Have you noticed how much business talk I've been doing? have you noticed?
Let's make money off the podcast.
That's always the main thing is that you can leave. You know, you can leave.
So you can explore your options if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how they say it. You can explore your options.
Yeah. I have. I've explored every option. Professionally, comedically. I don't know. I'm still finding out. So we may have lunch tomorrow if it doesn't snow.
Oh, it's gonna snow.
And we
question
may,
is how much.
We may have to hold off then on lunch.
The low end, figure out high end.
So it's supposed to be 6 to 8.
Four to eight. Some people. I mean, if
we get four, that'll stop.
I follow Capital Weather on Twitter. They're really good. They tweet.
I trust Kevin from the Tony Kornheiser show. That dude's never wrong.
Capital Weather said, I haven't checked it at all today, but last night they said it's 4 to 8, but if it winds up missing us, it's more like 2, but if it winds up hitting us, it could be up to 10. So they're like, they always do that margin of error thing. So it's a winter storm warning. It's the first time we've had a winter storm warning this whole winter, actually. So panic is ensuing.
I'm sure it is. I got some soup last night. That should be good.
You'll get snowed in off 4 or 5 inches. I mean, there's no need to go to the grocery store and like stock up on everything. You're going to be unable to drive for like one day, maybe.
I think people do it just to do it. I think they just go
they
stock
panic,
up.
Yeah.
They love to go and stock
toilet
up.
Toilet paper and bread.
Toilet paper and bread.
Shit that you don't want to run out of.
Toilet paper and bread. I'm telling you.
Ridiculous. But I went yesterday and there's not too many people there.
Ugh, I'm so mad at Liz Mealy right now. Oh, I'm so mad at Liz Mealy.
Wait, do we want to talk about that? Do we want to talk about that right now?
I'm so mad at Liz.
Is she okay?
Because she's
that's
traveling.
Why.
She's traveling through Europe.
Oh.
Doing comedy.
Is she doing comedy?
2 months of comedy in Europe.
Good for her.
So
where?
Mad at Liz Mealy.
Yeah, fuck
now,
her.
This, she's in the Netherlands.
Fuck
on the Mad Countries tour.
Bullshit, man.
That's good. Has she been?
She the first had time. Done... England before.
Nice.
Last year.
Good for her.
So it stretched out a little bit more. She's a little bit further. Like she
fuck
puts
her,
up pictures
man.
Of like
Stupid Liz
Mealy. Oh, a cat. Follow her.
Does she take her cat?
No.
Follow her Instagram, oh, people. That like that's at a club she's at. It's in like a bomb shelter. Cut into the
okay,
side.
Okay, that doesn't look too fun.
Cut into the side of a mountain.
Did she just go up on stage and say, hey guys, I'm going to take a picture and go, yeah.
We're in a dungeon.
Do they all speak English?
Yeah. Of course they do, but
this is
funny.
This is
if they
Nottingham.
Say, yeah.
Follow Liz Mealy's Instagram. I'm speaking directly to Dominique now because she loves Liz Mealy. That's her and Maria Maria Shahada are there.
Oh, okay.
Doing comedy together.
Two
Should
girls having a carefree life.
Carmen probably got
Carmen's
her own shit
here,
going on.
So she can't really, you know. And then she's fucking running through the hills of Luxembourg. I'm like, I'm so mad at you right now.
You Cupcakes. Should unfollow her. Why are you putting yourself
so
through this?
So mad at you.
He's not mad.
You shouldn't be following Liz.
I don't think he's mad.
You're just hating.
Yeah.
Hater.
So, I'm so mad at you right now. Those are the comments that I put up. I'm like, I'm so mad. Oh. Great for her though.
Yeah, well, hopefully she can get me when I get fired and I don't have a job. Maybe she can help me out.
Yeah,
get
the podcast.
On the road.
Hey, Liz, who do you know Luxembourg?
Look here, now I'll be up there telling them joke too. Now, go on, give me some of that work. Let me get that
friend
work up
on podcast.
You.
Did you guys watch any of the All Star game? Any of it?
Zero.
Oh, yeah, the whole thing.
I watched zero.
The whole thing.
Did you watch any of the
only three white dudes dunk?
Did you see the? Well, can you pull up this dunk so I can see these dunks? Because I never got a chance to see it, and I don't mean the guy who won the contest, not the Vine of all of them together. I mean, does somebody have the actual dunks posted?
I'm sure they do.
Because
sure
I haven't
do.
Got a chance. They were talking about them today on the radio, and I was like, I still haven't seen these dunks.
He did the same dunk 5 times.
Some little young kid.
All
19-year-old kid. Say that like,
they were all
like
the
it's
legs.
Nothing, but apparently it's like his dunks are spectacular.
He had a couple
They were good dunks. I'm not saying they weren't good dunks, but they were
because that white dude, he fucking flamed
dunks.
Out. They pumped him and pumped him and
what
pumped him. just some white dude that plays for Brooklyn. I'm like, he's just 6'11", so what?
Oh, Plumlee, probably.
Just doing a long, he's just doing that long arm, he was just doing that long arm dunk.
It's like when, what's his name was in the slam dunk contest? Amari Stoudemire, and everybody was like, who's Amari? He's 6'10".
Yeah. Dwight Howard, same thing.
Yeah, Dwight Howard, like, dog, he's fucking 6'11".
Yeah. It doesn't look as cool.
Doesn't look good. No. But when little Nate Robinson.
Yeah.
He's tall too, though, but he's wiry.
First of all, now
it took him a while.
There's this whole thing where they like
they brought out Quad City DJs.
Did they really?
Yeah, they brought
to
them
do
out.
The Space Jam. It's a whole. It's like wrestling now. It's just it's all showmanship.
Well, yeah, that's what that's all this contest has always been.
But not like this.
You know, just
this guy's doing a fucking musical number before a dunk, before a 3-second dunk.
I think he's Jewish. Tony Kornheiser was talking about that.
And welcome to the
Tony Kornheiser was like, I think he's part of the tribe. Levine. It's like, he looks at him with light skin.
Here's the first one.
Oh, they
dunk.
Cut it. That's perfect. They cut it. Oh! It's a good one, dog. It's a good one. It's a good one. But watch the next few.
I think number two is my favorite one.
What was it? The one between behind the back? Yeah, the behind the back is a beast, though.
But he caught it off a bounce behind it.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh.
He brought it under and ran around.
Look at his head. Look at his head.
Look at his head.
Yeah, he
man.
Had to pull his head to the side. To keep
and the sound, too. You know, they got mics behind the backboard.
The sound was ridiculous.
They put mics back here now. They have to have mics and cameras.
Look at how he turned his head.
Listen, Reg, him and Old Depot. This is
straight in.
To jump up.
Oh, look at Walt's jacket. Oh, Walt. Hey, Cat Daddy.
Walt Frazier.
Walt, yeah, he got cheetah skin on.
All right, so he got straight tens on this one. He's got a 50.
Yeah.
Kid, they're good.
Yeah, the doctor gave him 10, right? Yeah.
Levine, a score of 50.
Here comes the second one.
All right. Change shirts?
This is my favorite one. The first one was a Space Jam shirt.
Space Jam shirt, the Jordan shirt.
Oh! And he's got him on his feet again.
My hands are up.
Listen to the sound, though.
My hands are up.
The sound is what does it.
God!
But my point is this.
Behind the back.
Off the bounce.
Look at there. That's a good one, man.
He's not even worried. He was doing
that's
it on the way
clean
up.
Clean transition right here.
Look at that.
Oh, look how smooth that was.
That was massive. He'd been practicing that shit.
You know who did that?
That's some white boy shit.
Patrick Ewing's kid. He did that in a dunk contest, a college dunk contest.
Really?
He never stuck in the pros. Patrick Ewing Jr.
Let's see your scores.
That's a 50.
Let's see him. Let's see him.
That's a 50.
Come on, Doc. Put it up.
Doc don't want to do it.
They're shaming Dr. J here.
They always shame Doc.
Doc is defiant, though.
Yeah. He is God always. Look. Oh, God damn it.
It was an 8, dude.
Shit.
This is last one?
All of them. What they got up? One. 10? Shit.
Oh!
That was anticlimactic.
Yeah. That was not as good as
the guy's
good.
Holding it up in the air. I mean, if you're going to do it off a bounce.
And how high his head is next to the rim, you realize.
There's another thing they're doing. Is they're PAing their commentary to the crowd, which is the dumbest shit.
And the players can hear it.
And the players can hear it. Like, you talking about me? I'm trying to dunk.
Look at the rim. Shit about me. I mean, I literally heard it.
Everybody heard it.
It was over the PA system.
For his first dunk.
Those scores.
That gives.
Because he set the bar too high on his first two dunks.
That gives Levine a total.
Is this his last
put
one?
This is his last dunk. This is all visual stuff. You can go, where is this at to where
YouTube.
People can watch it? It's on YouTube, so.
Oh, he got this one. He got this one.
See, you don't have to watch the whole thing anymore. I don't even know if people are into the NBA as much as I am. But
you know what's good about
this? I get tired of watching all this other dumb shit. Two ball.
The skills
why
challenge.
The WNBA players there? Why are they there?
You see my face, didn't you?
Why are they there? Go to your own shit.
You know what they had?
That's why they're there, because they have two ball, and that's why they added. That's why they added two ball, because they got girls there. Let them have their own shit. I don't want to see fundamentals.
Yeah. How about two titties?
I want to see high flying.
They don't have an all-star weekend. That league is over, by the way. Me
that
and Reggie got into it again.
Shit is done.
We'll tell you why. Because when they offered, what's the league? And some Russian league told,
Taurasi.
Yeah, told Dina Taurasi. We will pay you $1 million to not play in the WNBA.
And come play with them?
No, she already plays with them.
No, they're paying her $1 million to play.
They're paying her to sit out.
No, they're not.
They're paying her not to play so they can win.
Her contract is a $1 million contract in Russia. Right. They said, since we're paying you $1 million, could you maybe rest over the summer and not play in the WNBA? Yeah. They're not giving her. They're not paying her to not play. They're just saying since
yes,
we're
they are.
Since you're
they're
under
just
contract,
not paying her additionally.
Well, no, yeah, they're not giving her a not a don't play
as far
bonus.
As we know,
they're just saying since you only make $100,000 with a WNBA and $1 million with us.
How much do you want to bet her agent didn't say? Give her another $100,000 and she'll do it, or just give her whatever her salary is.
Well, they might have just included. They might have just upped the contract. But
well, wait a minute. We'll she's only getting $100,000. She's not only getting $100,000.
She makes $107,000 in the WNBA. $107,000.
Like, she's one of the top players.
Yeah, and she makes $107,000.
2.5 months.
Why are they doing that to these women?
Because the league doesn't make any money.
To these women,
make any money.
They have like a 30-game season.
Here's why the
I'm
WNBA.
I'm not disputing that. I'm not disputing that at all. What I'm saying is WNBA makes no money.
The WNBA.
But I'm not saying that. I'm saying the 30-game season means you're going to get paid less because there's just less revenue coming in. They don't. They play for 2.5 months.
There's no revenue coming in. There's no revenue coming in. You know, the league finishes in the red every year. It's been finishing in the red every year. It's just subsidized through the socialism of the NBA. Socialized.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know.
I don't see anything. I don't see anything wrong with it. But I'll tell you what.
Well,
if Russian people are now sweeping in, be like, look, we're paying you
4 months,
17 times your salary.
Oh, 4 months.
You know, just don't play
if you make the finals.
You know,
4 months. Season. It's less than. It's just under 4 months.
So, if one of your top stars now is saying, "I ain't gonna play," how long you think is before the others don't start doing that? Right. This league is done. WNBA is done, son.
You seem happy about that. I mean, why are you happy?
That's what
about
Reggie. That's what Reggie said. He was like, "You're happy about it? Are you dancing?" I'm like, "I ain't happy about it, but I ain't sad about it either."
So why are you always arguing with Reggie about it? Is he a
because
WNBA
because I like to jab
opponent?
At Reggie because Reggie is a male feminist.
Oh yes.
You know,
oh,
so he's
oh,
like,
yes.
Yes. So
oh, I didn't
he's
know
like,
that.
WNBA, man.
Had I
known. WNBA is great. Because we were just talking, me and Danny Rouillet were talking about one time at the improv, and Reggie was getting mad because we were like, it's not a good product. It's just not a good product.
Not
That's
for,
all.
Not for America.
It's just not a good product.
Not for America.
Remember how they used to try to sell it? Like, don't you love seeing fundamentals?
Don't you like fundamentals?
To which I used to always say, I can see fundamentals.
You know what I did
when
see?
I watched the NBA.
I saw that commercial for assists with the twins of the WNBA or the NBA players, and they added one WNBA player. And they only have one. Like, it's better passers in the WNBA.
Yeah.
Where are they? It's only one? Sue Bird. Really?
Sue Bird,
She's 48.
Yeah.
She
played Saturday in the skills thing. She was part of it. She was on Dell and Stephon Curry's team.
Yeah, it's real easy to do skill. But
there
where's what's her name? Palmieri. I forgot her name. She played for the Utah.
That was ridiculous. It's ridiculous, man. It's not a good product. That's why it doesn't sell.
Can
not
guys,
America.
Can you guys name? There are 12 teams. How many can you name in the WNBA?
Let me. The Lynx.
I can't name any.
All right. The Lynx is correct. There's a local team. You got to have. You're not going to have the DC team, right?
Phoenix Solar. The
Silver Sparks.
The New York Liberty.
No,
Silver Sparks is correct.
Okay.
That's San Antonio.
Yeah, that's how I know.
All right. So you got the Lynx. You know what city the Lynx are in? Or what state?
One of those
Phoenix?
Cold ones. I want to say Minnesota.
Minnesota Lynx is correct.
Okay.
All right. So you got two.
I can't name any. I'm
hold
not even
on,
trying to bullshit.
Hold on.
I won.
I can't think of the. I can't think
Liberty.
Of DC's team. Liberty's in New York.
Yeah, that's the
Liberty's.
Liberty.
I said New York Liberty.
Yeah, yeah. Liberty.
So that's three.
Washington. And the only reason I know is because Chris Rock did the scene from his movie that the day that I was there.
I can't think of the name of their Washington.
The Washington, not the. I almost said Capitals.
I almost said Capitals.
I can give you the first letter.
I remember the Holtzclaw was the.
Shamiko Holtzclaw was their number one pick.
She was her star.
She went.
She lost her
bipolar.
Yeah.
It starts with an M.
Monarchs.
Monarchs.
No. It's
Phoenix
sort of
Monarchs?
It's sort of sort of related Washington. To Wizards.
Mystics.
Sort of
Mystics.
Yes.
Okay, so we
Washington
pulled out
Mystic.
Four.
Uh-huh. There's a couple you'll never get.
The Los Angeles
Sparks.
Sparks.
LA
did we already
Sparks.
Say them?
LA no,
Sparks.
Did not. No.
Okay, so that's five.
Well, what did you say? Oh, Lynx. You said Lynx.
Earlier. Detroit has a team.
Detroit has a team that moved, but yeah. Same name.
What about New Orleans? Do they have a team?
No.
Seattle. Did
they move?
Seattle have a team. Has a team.
They do have a team.
They have a team?
They do have a team. Yeah.
Yeah.
The. Wow.
I remember. That's what Sue Bird plays for.
Detroit, Karl Malone's daughter that he doesn't ever talk to plays for them.
And Bill Laimbeer was the coach.
Bill Laimbeer was the coach of that team.
Early on.
I have no idea. I'm not even going to try to fake.
So I know the players and the coach, but I don't know the name of the team.
I don't watch it. I've tried to watch it. I can't get into it.
The Fire? Detroit Fire?
Nope.
No.
Not Detroit Fire. Although that would be appropriate for the city.
Yeah.
Because the city's always on fire.
Where did Teresa Witherspoon play for? New York?
I think she played in the ABA. Didn't she play in the ABA?
She played in the WNBA.
The girls, they had an ABA team. I think it was ABA.
No, she was
a
girl
because they had two competing leagues. That's how hyped they were. They had two competing leagues.
Did they?
Yeah, for like three the seasons. ABA and the other one folded. And they were absorbed. They absorbed all the best players into the WNBA.
I have also a list of teams that have folded over the years.
It's sadly long.
The Charlotte Sting.
Oh,
R.I.P. Charlotte Sting.
R.I.P.
We hardly knew you.
R.I.P.
The Cleveland Rockers.
There you go. What's Houston's team's name?
Houston was the Comets. They folded.
They won a championship. They won like four championships.
They folded. They're done. The Miami Soul, S-O-L, which is the Spanish word for sun, right?
Yes.
Portland Fire. Mm. They only lasted a couple years. Sacramento Monarchs. The Detroit Shock, I believe, are now the Tulsa Shock.
The Detroit Shock. Yeah. That's it.
The Tulsa Shock.
Detroit Shock.
Tulsa, Oklahoma?
Yeah.
My God.
I believe also the Connecticut Sun, the Chicago Sky. They have all these shitty names, too. The Sky. The Indiana Fever.
Wow.
Seattle Storm.
The Storm. That's actually a decent name.
And how much are they getting overseas?
Well, the Stars are getting $1 million.
You can get $1 million. Easy.
Right?
Easy.
Well, I mean, you know.
$1 million plus combinations. The only thing is that you got to live in Russia or.
You want to stay in Utah? You want to stay in Russia? You want to stay in Russia? I mean, you want to live in Oklahoma? Do you want to. I was in Oklahoma.
Or you want to live in France?
I was in Oklahoma for 2 months. And I was like, I haven't even seen most of this state, and I'm ready to fucking leave.
I play for the Oklahoma Trailer Parks. We're really good. We're a really good team.
So that was you know, like Reggie was trying to say that, look, all they need is just a bird
all
magic.
They need?
All they need is that, because that's what the NBA needed, bird magic. I said, you got to understand something.
It's not going to happen.
When Magic...
What is he talking
that
about?
Floor and he
the
made
drama?
That they need a star like that. I said, yeah, but here's the thing. Magic,
they got stars.
Magic passed to Kareem, who passed to James Worthy. Bird was passing to who wasn't on Bird's team star wise. Come on, man.
Well, and that's so easy to say, like, hey Tondo. Guys, to make this podcast really succeed, all we need is like a Patrice O'Neal.
Is that all we need?
Yeah,
just go find one. It's just he's out there somewhere.
Just Eddie Murphy. That's all we need.
That's all we need.
You know, all we need is like a couple million bucks to, you know, really promote our.
That's
podcast.
All we need.
Buy
huh?
some billboards and radio ads and shit. You know, that's all we need.
That's all we need. Jesus.
Well, you know what's funny? That is all we need.
Yeah, right.
If you really break it down, that's all we need.
Yeah,
promotion,
if you reduce it, all you got to do.
All you got to do is put your website on HBO.
You know what that's like?
On every single show on HBO. Have a
Reggie should know better. That's like someone come up to a comic and say, why don't you do Letterman?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Reggie should
it's
know
not
better
easy.
Than to say that. All you need
Reggie's
is.
On that. He's that hardcore.
The NBA doesn't even have another
that
bird.
Hardcore male feminist. You know, who's you want to push women's rights so desperately that you're willing to let them not put, I don't even want to say a substandard product. It's just not a good product. That's all. That's all anybody's saying.
I think it's a good product.
Women like that.
I think it's a good product.
I personally like fast breaks to end in
but
a
but it's
dunk.
Not for us.
I don't like them to end in a pull-up set shot.
It's like you saying that the WNBA is not a good product is like me saying that whatever it is that vegans eat is not a good product.
Right.
I'm not a vegan.
Right.
I don't give a shit about what they eat.
It's not a good product.
You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. We're not. Yeah. It's not for us.
Oh, I know that.
It's for women.
I know it's not for me. But here's the thing.
It's for women and young
girls. Women don't like it.
That's the thing.
Young girls.
girls don't
that's
like it.
That's the problem.
But all they need
vegans, that is the problem.
Vegans don't dislike vegan stuff. You know, people like food is geared towards vegans. They fucking love it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They fucking love it.
All they need.
No, they do. No, they would.
Don't.
All they need is for
lesbians.
Women to like
lesbians.
that's right. They are women too.
All they need is for women to like it.
They're
that's all they
not
need.
Going.
That's
literally all they
that's
need.
All they need.
They're not gonna like.
All they need is for like 10 million people to love it.
They see women don't like basketball the way
they don't like it.
They don't like basketball. They don't like sports
young
the
girls
way
don't
that
like
men
it.
Do.
Young girls can look
they're
at guys and be
go.
Like, oh, it's great.
They're not gonna go watch basketball. They're not gonna go to. Obviously, has it not been proven for the past 12
it's
years?
Proven longer than
it's
that.
It's not going to happen.
and we've talked about
so
this before,
yeah. We've talked about
they're
a
not
lot.
Gonna lower the rim.
Yeah,
because they have pride.
Lower the rim. And if they could yam on each other.
I did a joke about it.
If they could just yam on each other, put their pussies in the face. That shit would be
for the longest time.
That shit would be amazing.
And they got mixed reviews.
Yeah,
every other concession they make the other.
The basketball is smaller.
The 3-point line is closer. The shot clock is not as is longer, I believe.
Yeah.
The ball has perfume sprayed on it, doesn't it?
Make the rim lower and let them dunk on each other. Just bring it down a foot.
If they had a new bird, I'd call her Larry Broad.
Now,
like, we'd still
it doesn't have to be. It doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't have to be that. It doesn't have to be 8. It could be
bringing down 1 foot.
Here's the
one
logo.
Foot.
Yeah. It's a woman doing a layup.
Shooting.
It's a woman doing a layup.
Oh, no. Who's the woman?
I don't know.
That's the problem. Like, when you watch the WNBA, it's like, oh, I know the symbol. It's... That is Jerry West.
Yeah.
Who is that bitch?
This is the new logo. This is as of
is
2
it?
Years ago.
Well, maybe hopefully that's somebody that they saw doing a layup.
Doing a layup? So I took a picture of somebody doing a layup.
I know the stars.
This represents us.
You know what they should do? They should have a silhouette of a woman at a check cashing place. Just trying to get some money because they got no money.
You know you know the ones I know? The ones I think are attractive.
Really? I like the ballers.
Sue Bird.
I'm a ball player.
Yeah, I find
well,
her
she's
attractive.
Quote unquote. Not that she's unattractive, but is she? You know how some women.
I even think Darla Delladonna is attractive with her gigantic self.
You know how some women are distractingly attractive to whatever they're doing, like Sofia Vergara. Mm-hmm. You're like, are you acting? I don't know. I don't care. Fucking love your tits. But Sue, I don't know if Sue Bird is distractingly attractive.
No, but she's cute.
She's a ball player. You
know, for a ball player.
Yeah, she's a ball player. She can hoop, too. Palmieri
from
Utah.
Does it say who
Utah
is?
No, I'm looking for it.
What
I'm
was the other team?
Somebody doing a layup.
It should be a woman applying at Popeyes, like in the offseason. That should be the WNBA logo.
You figure the average player probably makes $35,000, $40,000.
You want to know their? We know their original motto. We got next, right?
Yeah, well, wait a minute. Don't they? Wait a minute. But just to talk money, right quick.
Yeah.
Do they? So they play like Diana Taurasi plays for
like Ukraine or something.
Ukraine,
Russia.
$1 million. So they tried to pay her not to play in the WNBA. This the little bullshit hobby.
They suggested she rests.
Why don't you rest for our season?
Take those 2 months off.
Round on. Rest for
two
our
months
season.
Off.
Here's their motto.
Go they home already, for a couple of months.
Yeah.
The
matter
WNBA,
of fact, we'll send you to anywhere you want to go on vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to go do comedy in Europe? Go ahead. Well, you can open for Liz Meal.
We'll pay for it. You can be long.
The WNBA's their logo is a woman shooting a silhouette of a woman shooting a layup, and then the motto is quote expect great.
Mm.
But your logo is a woman.
Your logo's a layup. I can do a layup.
Not even left-handed. Not even like a degree of difficulty on that shit.
Isn't Brittany Griner in the WNBA now?
Yeah, she plays in China.
Can't she?
I just
how much
saw
she getting?
About $1 million.
That's it? They can get more money than that.
Maybe not, but if you're making $1 million.
Yeah, but
you're not going to be thinking, I
Brittany
anymore.
Griner should be getting bank.
You know who's killing it in China? Stephon Marbury. I swear to God, man.
I'm sure he is.
Just watch that Real Sports
thing.
He's
a dude.
He is killing it in China. He is a star there. The star he always wanted to be here, he is that in China.
Yeah, he was too hood here.
Yeah, he is a star.
His game didn't reflect.
His
game wasn't a star game.
He's thinking about living. No. He's thinking about, I'm going to live here, and I'm going to help him coach our national team, and I'm going to press a child. And,
I'm going to go work at the Apple factory.
He's about
for
the
a
same
while.
Size. What is he, six
and some change.
That's cool. That's good.
He's doing really good there. Did y'all watch the Was out of the New York,
celebrity game.
Zero.
You know what makes you mad about the celebrity game?
Moni Davis.
Well, it's not so much Moni Davis. Moni Davis has made me mad. Davis. Good for her for playing.
Let's talk about that.
Kevin Hart's covering her.
But let's break it down.
She puts a spin move on it.
Right.
Okay. And everybody goes, oh, look at the way she crossed. Oh, shit, she destroyed Kevin Hart. I'm like, he can't D her up. He can't D up a 12-year-old little girl. Do you know my daughter beats me in foot races all the time? All the time. You think I can't outrun a 7-year-old?
People have been talking shit about you.
She beats me all the time.
Here's what
oh, your daughter's out running you. We're running to the gym. Come on, daddy. She takes off. I'm trotting along behind her.
If you don't know Moni Davis, she's the only female little league star.
Yeah,
anyway,
for this year. Because there's usually a girl pops up every now and then.
But she was balling out in the what is it called? The All-Star
Celebrity Game. But yeah, Celebrity Game.
All-Star Celebrity Game with Kevin Hart and all the other basketball players that also do comedy and shit. And she was ripping it. That was her resume for any college.
Sport is basketball.
She wants to go to UConn. Of course, because
I wonder why she wants. Why do you want to go to a college dynasty?
Yeah, you want to go to UConn so that she can then go play in Russia or China and make millions of dollars.
She better. I mean, if she wants to stay here and get paid, she better learn how to dunk. Otherwise, she's gonna be playing in the cold.
So they put her. They put Kevin Hart on her. They're about the same size,
right?
Height wise,
right?
But Kevin Hart is a grown man. If he didn't want her to do anything in that game, she wouldn't have. He could have been knocking her down and D'ing her up and all that.
That's not the case.
And that's the thing. He's not out there to do that. No. So everybody's going, oh, she's destroying Kevin Hart. I'm like, he's letting her blow by him.
But you let that go.
You get that.
He
has daughters.
It's the gall. It's basically the gall to do it.
Well,
it's more about that.
Like even if she was like 16,
uh-huh.
not just 12. If it was a 16 or 17 year old dude, you might D him up a little bit.
Yeah, you definitely D the dude up.
If it's a 16-year-old girl, how old does a girl have to be for you to D her up in a celebrity game? 20?
No.
If you're up against Queen Latifah, you gonna D her up?
No.
I don't know.
She's not a serious basketball player.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd D her up.
She's not known for her basketball playing.
You gonna D up Lisa Leslie?
What you're saying?
You gonna D up Lisa Leslie? No, she's
They said the same thing. You don't give Moni. You give Moni. Actually, why wouldn't he D her up?
Yeah.
She wants to be a basketball player. Yeah. Then you definitely D her up. Yeah.
Well, they said the same
thing.
That's
who you D up.
They said the same thing when Bieber kind of crossed over Common.
Right.
Like 2 years ago, and they were like, oh, he broke Common's ankles. I'm like, Common could have knocked him into the ring, but he can't do that.
He literally can't do that. Yeah,
if the dude is 16 or
Justin,
17, you can D him up.
I would have killed
Justin.
He
played
Bieber.
Off him so I far.
I would have blocked everything he put up.
I think
Common was doing that, and then Bieber got him once.
I think Common was trying.
Yeah, let's just admit that Bieber got him.
Knock that little white boy down.
I think Bieber got him. Yeah, he can knock him down because
that's
not basketball.
The only move is not to knock him down. You can just D him up. Like that's not. It's
he
not
couldn't
just,
D him up.
I mean, I think
Bieber, he got him once.
Yeah, Bieber just got him. But that happens. But if Bieber was 12, Common would not even be trying. But Bieber was like 16 when that happened. 17.
No, but then especially with this that video that
they
came
tried
out.
To D up Arnie Duncan. He was just blown by people.
Well, he's a professional basketball player.
Yeah,
who's Arnie Duncan?
He's the Secretary of Education.
Oh yeah, he's a ball.
But he played professional basketball.
Yeah,
he goes down to Berry Farms.
He's
in
like
BC.
6'8".
Yeah, he goes
Arnie
up to Berry Farms
fuck.
And plays.
And he plays
to get a real run.
Yeah,
Berry Farms don't know that's our version of the Rutgers.
Berry Farms is run and shoot Atlanta.
It's hard
outside.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's a run and shoot in Maryland.
He
but
goes over Arnie goes over there to play.
Does that make sense?
Yeah,
the run and shoot in Atlanta has been there for a while. The run and shoot in Maryland, it didn't last too long. We're not that serious about hooping up here as they are in.
D.C. got a lot of talent, actually.
Yeah. They do.
They don't stay in D.C.
They don't stay. You know why? Because the only place they have to play is fucking Berry Farms, and they might get shot. So they had run and shoot for a little bit. I used to go there late at night. I used to go there after we would go out to the club drinking, and then I would go to run and shoot because it's 24 hours.
Oh,
I would go to run and shoot and play ball all night and then drive home in the morning. That's some serious balling.
That is. That's crazy balling.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Crazy balling. Because there's nobody in there but alcoholics, a few serious ball players, and you could see the serious ones because they were like, you don't want to play on that court, homie. You don't want to play over there. They playing for real shit. They playing for your life. You go over here. You play on this court.
They just knocked out a little girl over there.
Play with the drunks over here.
Yeah, there's no little kids running out on that court. There's no bullshit on that court.
I've been on courts before. Like when like the two girls will come and you tell, okay, you play on my team. You play on this team. You play on that team, and y'all cover each other.
Right.
You know.
Sometimes that don't happen. And sometimes it's just one girl.
Yeah. So
and you got to cover her.
Yeah.
And if she scores anything, you get shot. You're getting, they killing
it's
you.
It's running.
You gonna let this girl score you, man? They don't tell you what you're supposed to do, which is don't kill her, but don't let her score.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Like I don't know all the rules.
Yeah. Don't let her score.
Yeah, man. Don't be letting that. Don't let.
Don't let that girl score.
Let that girl score on you, man.
Oh, it's pretty good. You know, Kevin Hart keeps winning MVP because his fans do fan voting.
Yeah.
So
well, that's. I mean, can you blame him?
He gonna win.
He gonna win.
You know, he's funny while he's playing. He's joking around and making jokes. He was yelling at Monia.
They got him mic'd up or something.
Yeah.
From his daughter.
Yeah.
Huh? Come
what
on.
Did she say?
Come on. What you want to say?
Hurry up.
Okay.
Say it to the microphone. We can't hear you. We have headphones on.
Where does that energy come from?
When I went to school with my class, I went to the farm and I just saw a cow stuck in a tire swing like a cork in a bottle.
Thank you.
She went to Berry Farm?
I love.
Yeah, I was at Berry Farm.
I love the energy.
That was at Berry Farm. There, people, you got a little bit.
Yeah, that was us like letting her win the race.
Yeah. That happens a lot.
That was us not knocking her down.
She wins a lot of races. I don't knock her down.
Honestly, I think she'd probably win on.
She wins a lot of races.
I think she would just win.
You guys want to?
I think she would just beat me.
Did we get emails?
Email. We got like three, but not that long.
Oh shit!
Not that long. We got one from Kevin.
Email.
I don't think Kevin has emailed us before. What's up, 3Gs on?
Nice.
Quick shout out to you fellas. Loving the podcast. It's in my top five. That's up there with NPR. LOL. I think we could surpass NPR. This
word
of daily listening. Yo, hey, Randolph.
So everyone.
Yes.
We're having a good time here at the
Three Guys on Studios. We're gonna have the really serious story, but
I have a dictation coming from. Andrew Klein, please, if you would like to finish reading. I'm sorry.
Randolph, I saw 13 Assassins. Good pick.
I told you.
Got one for you. I saw The Devil. Good movie. About 2 hours, 22 minutes long. But so much happening, it goes quick. Check
it. It's called The Devil?
I saw The Devil.
I saw The Devil. Okay.
If you like it, I got a few more for you. Once again, thank you for a great podcast, Kevin.
All right.
That sounds good.
Welcome back to NPR. I saw The Devil. I'm glad. It's on Netflix.
Thank you very much.
I saw The Devil. What's that about?
I don't know. You got to check it out.
Check it out.
It's about 2 hours, 22 minutes long.
I would think it'd be in the same.
Or exactly.
Same range as.
I saw The Devil.
The other movie, 13 Assassins. Check that out.
We got another email from Afiong, who emailed us last week, who I wasn't sure if I said his name right. I don't even know if I'm saying it the same way now as I did last week. Afiong.
Probably not, but he's a great
writer. No, here's what he said. This is Afiong again. Shout out to Andy on the great job pronouncing my name. It took me 32 years of life to find out what it meant and who my mom named me after. She passed before I found out. Keep up the good work. Oh, yeah, being single is all good till you do it. Being a full-time dad with the kids at the same time. Women at church even avoid me.
I can see that.
Wow.
How many kids you got, though?
Yeah, how many?
Women talk that shit, though. I just need a good man. He's got a kid. I ain't raising nobody else's children.
All right. We're going to start, first of all, if
you
got
kids. They don't mind if they got kids, though.
If,
remember that.
No.
Yeah, but I don't think it matters. Here's the problem. You might be coming off a little thirsty. We've been around... And I don't know if you guys were there when I was.
Thirsty.
Yeah, I was.
The girl called you out.
I was seeming very thirsty when, in actuality, I was just being nice. And then she called me out.
Yeah, but that was her. But, that was her thing. That clearly he's hitting on me.
Right.
When you weren't, but clearly, he got to be hitting on me. I'm so bad. And, you know, that was kind of that.
It was one of those things. But you
boys,
and you know whose crowd that was, right? That was.
That
was wait a minute. That was what's his name's audience. Anyway, If you want some, hit us up. If you want some advice, I'm trying to, on how to get at some of these some of these church women, because there's a judgmental thing there. Yeah. I think.
And okay. Also, I think he said kids plural. Who knows? I mean, what's the number? There's got to be a number where
if
women
there's four,
are less likely to fuck with.
If you got a daughter, you just got to let church girls see you doing your daughter's hair. That's it. You got them.
Let's go do your hair outside again.
You got them.
And on a busy corner. And we got an email from LaShonda. I came across your podcast after you did a few guest stints on the Black Guy Who Tips. I really appreciate your show, but more importantly for me, the diversity of music you throw in. You helped me introduce The Who to my cynical, almost 14-year-old son. If need be, I will help you start a GoFundMe to finance a search party for Tim.
Look here now. I is around.
He lives.
Do you
today.
Know how hard it is to raise a daughter?
He lives today.
Raise a daughter.
It's not lives easy, man.
Today.
I got shit that I got to take care of.
Miller lives.
I'm going to be around.
She said, "How was it? How, you could leave your daughter alone for like 4 hours. What's the worst going to happen?"
Yeah. Yeah.
And then she says, "Keep up the great work, and I look forward to more shows. Hopefully, I can make it to one of your comedy shows." I guess she's local.
You're local.
Always
come
excited
on.
To hear local
come on,
talent.
True.
Come on out, LaShonda.
Come on out. We got you.
Yeah, we'll promote
we
that.
Got you.
Search party.
And
for
our
Tim.
Little what is our little fan's name? I spoke with her.
Our little fan.
Wait a minute. She comes through every Friday.
She came to the. Was it
the
is
little
it Jenny?
Al pair?
Is it Jennifer? Is it Jenny? Is it
Jenny? Jenny. Who can I turn to?
I think it might be. It might be Jennifer.
She came through.
She's an au pair?
Yeah.
Where's she from?
She's not an au pair. I didn't know her. She's a nanny.
Oh, okay.
She comes to the Friday show a lot.
She comes to
the
Friday show.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Why do you keep saying little? Is she?
She's tiny.
Oh, okay.
She's a little bit bigger than Liz Mealy.
Little girl. I wonder if that's offensive to her.
Yeah.
To be called a little girl.
Yeah. Meanwhile, she's taking care of little children.
Right. She's helping the world. I'm trying to find her email, but I mean, she sent us an email a while back with her name. I think it was Jennifer.
I don't. Do we want to say her whole name?
No. No, I just want to make sure I got the first name right, but maybe. Right. I can't find it.
Oh, well.
Yeah, she's there a lot
with
on
Friday comedy shows.
And I don't know if she ever comes on Saturday.
I don't think it's offensive when I say little girl when I call somebody little girl because I make it sound like that old black man sound. Look here, little girl.
Look here, little girl now. Like Rob. Like yeah. Rob from the. Rob is a one of. He's a
yeah,
he's
girl.
An audience member
yeah.
at the draft house.
Now,
he's there
girl.
every week.
And he wasn't there for the show last Friday.
Yeah. He wasn't there on
was
Friday.
And
he was there Saturday.
He likes live music too.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't tell him what he missed.
No, he didn't. He'd have been pissed.
He's the one that I told.
He
would
have been dancing.
I told him I went and saw The Roots, and he was like, "You saw The Roots?
The Roots.
You saw The Roots?
The Roots.
Boy, them Roots, boy. Let me tell you.
That's that dude.
Them Roots. There we go. You mean Here I Come? It don't matter.
It don't matter.
Them boy to be rolling.
The Roots.
The Roots.
Roots, boy.
You saw The Roots?
And see that boy with all that hair hitting them sticks? Whoa. Killing them.
Thanks, guys, for sending us emails. Be sure to hit us back anytime. We want to hear them. What is this thing? I just popped this up because 50 Shades of Grey is on right now.
Oh, no.
I have zero desire to see it. But they have this thing, these porn stars read emails.
Have you read the book?
I put that in the
I saw it.
Any of you guys read the book?
I read that goddamn book.
Any man read the book?
You got to hold up, Andy.
Maybe we should read the book.
You know how Jimmy Kimmel does people read.
I heard it's a bad book. I heard it's a badly written book.
I've heard it's a badly, probably a bad, I wouldn't assume that a person knowing that much about bondage and it could have been a good book. It could have been, but
yeah, I
heard it was
just a stupidly written book and
I still want to read it.
I heard it. There is a
I think I have it. I think I have it, right?
One of them broads got it for you?
No, broads. I think I have it.
Broads.
No. A woman wouldn't buy a guy that book. That would be insulting.
You remind me of the guy in this book.
Hey, here's the book that you should read since you can't fuck.
Porn star hate mail.
Porn star. You know how Jimmy Kimmel does people reading mean tweets? Well, someone did a video with porn stars reading their hate mail. and they get...
Oh shit!
Unnecessary hate mail.
I had one guy that like sent me like a.
Who's the porn star
like
first? Before we started.
Violet Monroe. Do you know who that
no
is?
No idea.
Maybe you recognize her face.
Can we get some porn stars?
No. I mean, there's a few different women on
goodness.
This video.
Oh,
I don't know. She looks a little weathered.
Oh, God.
She's actually 15.
It's been rough.
And we...
You shouldn't beat her up if that's what you're asking.
She's 32.
Paragraph email about how much he hates me because I wouldn't like acknowledge him. That was pretty creepy. It was like serial killer stuff.
Tabitha, it doesn't take any ability.
Tabitha Stevens, she's pretty popular.
Well, her face is long as hell.
She's
how long
she's
her
been
face
through
is.
It, man. She's been through a lot.
Does that make the shape of your face change? Because her face is long as my foot.
No, she probably Lord. Had. She had a few surgeries.
Yeah, she's gotten her face pulled her face back. Is. She's got her scalp pulled back a couple times.
Yeah.
Do what you do. You are fucking disgusting.
Wow.
God hates you, and everybody hates you. It's so terrible to see your fucking face, you slut.
Wow.
So get in a car wreck and fuck your face up so you don't have to see it anymore.
Okay.
The weird thing is you never have to encounter these women unless you seek out porn.
Yeah, you got
to
seek porn out.
Yeah.
You
know, like, isn't that crazy?
Whoever saw
isn't
this
it weird?
Just didn't like one of her movies.
Yeah.
Or find porn.
Or he knew.
I don't know about fucking her face up. It's just long.
I feel like a lot of the guys that watch porn are into this whole like male, like if you read the comments on porn, there's a what, no, like why didn't he like bang her in the butt? Like what happened to that? Like
they're objects. Dog. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, and here's another thing is all you gotta do is type that in the search
and you'll find that
fleet of videos will pop up for you.
You'll find that.
If that's what you're looking for.
Or a lot of like
type it in the search, you freak.
There's a lot of Monday morning quarterback in porn comments. Like this is what I would have done. No, you wouldn't have. You wouldn't have been there. You wouldn't have had the opportunity to do any of that. You don't have the game, buddy.
Yeah, you don't got the skills for this.
Get over it.
If that was me, I would have.
Oh.
This is when I was watching porn, by the way. That's how. I don't watch porn anymore.
Trevor's daughter.
Trying to get my girl.
You're probably covered in diseases, so we don't want to see you anymore.
Wow.
Maybe kill yourself.
He knew exactly what to say to get to her.
So you can just die. Please video you killing yourself so we can watch it and laugh. Ha ha ha. LOL.
He knew exactly what to say.
You're so ugly and disgusting.
To get to her.
You make people sick. And you
going
are
in
really
circles, writer.
It's like a Dan Ninen email.
Be more coherent. You're going in circles.
Now, that's how angry he was.
Well, and
you can tell an angry written
for
like
a text
people, message or something.
Like porn stars are just people you can do whatever you want to.
Yeah.
And some people want to just tell women they're horrible.
Yeah.
Because they're fucked up.
Because they've
head.
Been treated like
they
shit
have
by
issues
women.
With women. You know. So instead of having sex, he just wants to talk to her like this. But since she's a porn star, you can do whatever you want.
Please kill yourself soon. Andy.
You're
Andy. Oh, Andy, you wrote that girl an email.
Why, Andy?
I can't believe I didn't use my other email
That's
address.
That's messed up.
I was going to sign it.
Andrew?
Sign it Reggie Melbro. Yeah.
Well, first of all, before we go to this next one, she has a Bone Thugs and Harmony
sweatshirt on.
I'm comfortable.
She fucks brothers.
She's sitting in a leopard print chair.
She looks BBW,
she
too.
Fucked Bone Thugs and Harmony. She's the only person that has that sweatshirt.
She's BBW, too.
See you at the
you must.
Who is she?
Hold on. I didn't even have her name.
That was quick.
I think she comes back
disgusting.
Later.
You make people sick.
Let's rewind a little bit.
And you are really stupid, too.
Long face
stupid.
Again.
Please kill yourself.
And
you are
really stupid, too?
Andy.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, Andy.
This next girl, they don't say her name. It's just a quick shot of
boom,
her.
Boom,
you're
boom.
A slut bitch and a nigger lover whore.
I told you
she must be so embarrassed.
She bangs brothers only. She exclusively bangs brothers.
I told you.
She was a dick.
You can't be sitting there with a
there bone. Was a dick right by her face, like coming into the screen.
You can't be sitting there in a Bone Thugs and Harmony shirt and not fuck
not
brothers.
Bang brothers.
She only fucks Bone Thugs and Harmony. That's her genre of porn is Bone Thugs and Harmony.
This is, I think, Stormy Daniels.
As to have done interracial. Prayers are with you, love. Why don't you just fuck everyone on film and give AIDS to everyone?
The only thing I'll vote for is that you get AIDS and Ebola. Fucking nigger-loving white bitch.
Leia Falcon.
Leia Falcon?
Okay, so what that tells me is that's a white guy who wants to bang her, but she's only... She never fucks with a white dude
he's
in the video.
No.
So he can't get his fantasy on correctly.
I want him to go that specific.
Because he just wants
I'll make it more specific. Not her. He wants to bang a girl that he loves.
Yeah,
but she's with a black dude, right? With a black dude. So he's taking it out on her. Poor Leia. Leia Falcon.
Leia Falcon.
I have to look up Leia Falcon now. See what she's bringing to the
look
battle.
What you look here now. I know it's all them emails you was reading, girl. That's messed up. See, they
you
don't
fuck
know.
Niggers, but discriminate us Mexicans.
Both wrong.
Some Mexicans,
some Mexican dude.
Some angry Mexican.
We supposed to be on the same team, Mexicans. Mexican dude. That dude's mad as hell.
Gregorio.
So you know what that means? His Mexican girl, ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I with a black dude.
That tells you the hierarchy. The guy's like, wait, you do black dudes, but not Mexicans?
But
like,
Mexicans?
What's wrong with you?
What is happening?
Soon
did you see the new season?
And I hope you never have children because your womb and vagina have been polluted by black semen.
She does. Annika Albright, she definitely fucks.
Whoa.
Annika Albright.
She's a beast.
Yeah.
From what I remember.
Well, she's been infected by black semen.
Yeah. Oh. Infected.
So has your mouth, as well as with Jew semen.
Have you
any respect for yourself?
Are there a lot of Jews?
You may be a whore, but have some decency. You're lucky enough to have such beautiful features, yet you destroy yourself by fucking these blacks and Jews that would ruin your children's features if you had children with them. Blacks are not equal to whites.
Yeah.
They are a dirtier race of animals, and you are a disgusting person. People like you are what make this world unbearable, and I'm sure your parents are so proud of you and how you ruin yourself.
And then sarcasm at the end.
Yeah. Well, so she's disgusting, but he's envisioning her as a mother?
Yeah.
Like, really?
He put her up on
motherhood.
Who's
the disgusting one here?
Yeah.
You can envision a porn star raising a child?
My mother was a whore.
You're gonna
but
have
you're
kids.
A whore, but she didn't fuck black dudes.
Your kids are going to have weird features.
That's a weird thing to say.
Weird, gorgeous features.
Whoa, who is this?
Here's another. It's another. I don't haven't had her name yet.
No. You complained to me about not giving you compliments on your video.
Kayla Jane Danger.
Yeah.
It's sad to see, like, I probably won't be able to watch any of these girls again, but they're like on the verge of tears, like every one of them. Like, don't you know you don't read comments
about yourself?
You don't want.
You never read comments about yourself.
You don't read emails.
You don't want porn stars.
Once again, porn stars.
You want them to be as objectified as possible.
I can't watch videos with. There's this thing on MTV called True Life.
Yeah.
One of them was True Life. I'm addicted to porn. And then they went through two guys. One guy's married, addicted to porn, and it ruined his marriage.
Well, what is it? What another, is it? What another qualifies for them as addiction? Like, you just can't stop looking at it?
Well, hold up. So another guy, a young single guy, just addicted to porn. Like, he had a job interview, and of course, he whacked off.
Oh, yeah, that's addicted.
And another one.
Not at the interview.
Was a porn star. No. Before he couldn't go. He didn't go. He just jerked off.
Oh, yeah.
And then another one was a porn star. Then you go to, like, she's going around to her family and shit, and like, I don't want to see you. I can't watch her anymore now.
I wrote a bit about that once.
Yeah.
It never really got big laughs because we know someone who did a porn. About how you don't want to have empathy toward a porn star.
Mm-mm.
Because that's the most objectified. She's literally a piece of meat to you. You don't want to have empathy.
I don't want the cow that I.
Yeah.
That was the bit. Like, if
was it?
It's like if you're eating a burger and then you're watching videos of cows dying. Like, you don't want that.
I don't want a real life.
You don't want it. You want her to just be.
So now I can't watch videos with her anymore. I've tried to.
Yeah.
I've tried hard.
You know too much about
can't
her?
Can't do it. I know too much about her. Like, her dad's probably. watching me right now.
You ever realize that not once did you say thank you for the compliments I have given you? You know how many women out there
would love
to have a guy give them half of what I've told you?
Here's the other part of it where these guys, like, create these. Relationships.
Well, it's the guy at the strip club who thinks it's real.
I
commented
on your
video. It's that guy.
This is why I don't watch porn anymore. Is because it's at the point where it's okay. I need to get away from this to become more, personal.
Yeah.
With the people that I'm with.
I can compartmentalize. You can compartmentalize anymore?
I could, but it was desensitizing much.
Desensitized. You was on some extra shit.
No, I was just watching it. I'm literally watching it like twice a week.
Yeah. You on some extra shit.
No, twice a week. I think it's
just
a problem.
Just goes to show twice a week that they have become cliches.
I think with
a hang on, I have not called you a goddess yet or a mistress.
Hang on.
That's why. Bottom line is, the little Kayla I wanted to exist does not exist.
She's a bondage?
I've taken bits and pieces of all of you.
Call her goddess or mistress. That's bondage-y talk.
Okay. Well, and he's acting like, she owes him something because he commented on one of her videos.
Yeah, even that one picture of you bending over with your finger just entering your vagina and rebuilt what I believe to be the perfect you that simply does not exist. My desire for you, my desires for you were honest and true and very different to what you might think.
Who made this video?
Right feet, wrong way.
I don't know, some channel that does little
Reggie,
videos with porn stars.
Reggie Melbro that made this?
You know what? These women read better than I thought they would.
They're all intelligent women. Asa Akira just wrote a book.
Yeah, yeah.
They're all fucking smart girls.
Now I'll jump out of an airplane, pull the ripcord, and be free of you. You should try skydiving.
Free of you.
Oh, I like it.
This guy's shit is stupid. This is his. Basically, he just broke up with her. In his mind, he broke up with her.
Stupid.
A woman that.
That's not even a fun hate letter.
It's ridiculous. Like, there's a certain level of. Like, I'm surprised there aren't more porn stars getting murdered.
I just saw a thing that Cytheria was just. They said that somebody broke in her house. She was gang raped at gunpoint.
Oh no!
Yeah, she put up a.
That's so sad.
She put up a. Somebody linked it back in my.
That's so sad.
In my, it was like 6 degrees of Cytheria in my Instagram time or my Twitter timeline. A little video of her thanking her fans for her fans started a GoFundMe.
Thank you for supporting me and giving me everything.
What was her hope? GoFundMe.
It just somebody set it up to, you know, stuff was stolen out of their house.
Oh, but after that. Okay. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
So she put it up on Valentine's.
It's crazy what women have to go through. Even these women who are, you know, put
in the game.
This right here is the hard. I would say this would probably be the hardest level of I'm not an object, but I'm kind of an object.
You're not going to convince people that you're not an object.
I'm an object. I think women fight with that all the time. Like, I'm not an object.
Right now, I am an object.
Right now, but for them, it's like, by the way, I'm not an object. Yeah.
I like to turn it off sometimes.
Yeah. I think women have a tough time dealing with that shit.
Yes. When all you do, suck dick. You think sucking dick, real job?
You think sucking dick, real job? What kind of English is that?
You think sucking dick, real job?
And having I don't sex like you suck dick. Isn't real job. I would not fuck you, other person, dick.
So
I wouldn't fuck you with another person's dick. Is that what he was trying to say?
Is right. He's problem so her, mad he's dropping
his
words.
Problem with her is English is his second language.
She's not gainfully employed is his problem. Yeah. Like, if it was a hobby, okay. But you consider this a job? Unacceptable,
that's
lady.
Ridiculous.
Who would do that?
Part-time only. 20 hours a week? I can deal with that. 40? Bitch, you crazy.
It's in your Twitter bio? Are what you serious?
Fuck? What is this? You LinkedIn as a porn star? That's crazy.
Dirty whore. These girls are sluts.
Oh, shit.
They have...
Aubrey Snow.
Aubrey Snow. I'm
sorry. Pure as the white-driven snow.
Yeah. Big pussy holes and nasty boobs because we both had real boobs and they clearly aren't very big, so...
I think you need therapy, Leia. It's not normal to only like black guys. Consider the fact that there are lots of countries around the world which don't have any black people.
I don't know. Mexico.
There are almost no blacks in Russia, for example. If girls in these countries only found themselves attracted to
black guys,
blacks
in Russia?
They would live a life of not having any relationships and would always be alone. Thing is, I have never heard of a case like yours before in any other country. Seriously, talk to a therapist.
Nobody cares about you.
I did a joke about that on Thursday. Like, even if I could do a good Russian, like, people would still be like, yeah, but there's no black.
It
doesn't
realistic.
Matter. Yeah. Sorry. It's good. It sounds good, but I have to close my eyes to.
Maybe on the women's basketball teams.
Maybe.
But beyond that,
but they're all women.
You are disgusting. Go straight to hell.
Shouldn't you fuck brothers?
Your family hates you.
Are you going to buy some new
They're mad
titties?
About different things.
Ones
I'm sure.
that don't look like oversized bowling balls and appear to be almost real?
Disgusting. Stop. Show your tits to everyone
Selena
for spare
Kyle.
Change.
She sounds
you
familiar.
You make all strippers seem so trashy, and you are why we have a bad name.
And she's the reader you're talking about. She can barely read.
Yeah, she can't. But, and this is a stripper getting on her case. Like, oh, you're the whore.
Yeah. All right. I'm not. You're I'm the not problem. A whore.
Well, you give us a bad name.
So nasty.
They should do another video of porn stars writing letters to other porn stars.
How dare you?
How dare you, bitch?
Fuck you.
I was in the corporate world.
So what you say doesn't matter.
There's different classes to this.
You go on licking feet and treating your little slaves to all sorts of shit. If you think your fans truly love you because they buy you whatever you desire from a wish list and call you their goddess, well, they don't. Men are just suckers for a hot girl. Yeah. And then when you're old and those tattoos don't tell the same story anymore, your little slaves will have gone to worship someone else, the next goddess whom they can buy gifts for.
So he bought her. So, okay, he's mentioned it twice. Yeah. He's the dude.
Thinking he's going to get something back.
He's the dude.
He's the guy at a strip club who thinks it's real.
He's the guy that went on. He's following her on Twitter. That's what you. If you follow a porn star on Twitter,
you see that
most guys
that
do.
Wish list pops up at some
that
point.
That wish list pops up. I'm following Sarah J.
Yeah,
Caroline Pierce, Alexis Texas. I think Asa Akira. I think.
I follow Asa. I only follow ones whose tweets are unusually funny.
I was following. I'm following Dana Diramond, but she is funny. Yeah. But I was. I was also following the French girl. What's her name? Liza
Del Sierra.
Yeah, I was following her, but I stopped because it's all in French. I'm like, bitch. Okay.
Do they register at Target or Amazon or something that you can just
Amazon.
Buy?
No, Amazon. No, they go to they're fucking.
They do wish list.
They got money.
Yeah.
They got money and not only do they have money, they got fucking 500, you know.
Somebody bought
500 boyfriends.
This guy bought her like a lot of
in
shit.
In their mind.
Oh, yeah.
He
bought probably
her like
bought her
shit.
Like all, he probably bought her all the big shit.
Yeah. And he saw her using the big shit in her video. Yeah. Yeah. I bought those clamps.
Hey, look. What the fuck is that? That's Simeon is mine.
Is that a Sears jumper cable?
Is that a Simeon? I didn't take the condom off.
I bought them gold straps. I bought them. Can't use. You're supposed to use them with me. With me.
He's running around. I can't believe this bitch. He's running around the house. I better be in the credits.
It's so fucked up. Come to think of it, pretty funny how you're so racist towards your own race, as if you're ashamed.
You're Mexican.
Don't worry. You're doing the rest of us a favor by having a biracial kid. The kid will grow up most likely thinking her mother was a dumb whore who had intense self-loathing.
Sheesh.
There's nothing wrong with your preference of black men, but I bet you'd call someone
There's
who only preferred
wrong.
White or Asian as racist. There's
nothing wrong. It seems
Don't
like the only reason you're writing this.
By the shtick. They're only BBC interchange cocks to you. Post if you have the guts.
Aww. You know what? The common thread with all these was that all these guys are probably miserable and angry. And so all they can do to these women is wish future misery on them.
On them.
Like, you're going to be old and those tattoos won't look good one day. You're going to have a kid one day and it's not going to be
one
good.
One day.
It's all like one day you're going to be as bad off as I am. Wait, just wait. You'll see.
It gives you an idea of not even these women. I think women in general, what they have to deal with on maybe I would say daily basis. This is like
on a low level, yeah.
Some of them on a low level, some of them on a higher level. But I think they have to deal with the whole objectification. I'm more than just, and depending on the person, depending on the guy, they have to be like, look, buddy, I don't owe you anything.
It's entitlement.
Well, it's funny. Remember the
but
case.
But the line, too,
is
a weird line, too.
Of the gamers, where the gamers were going after the girl.
Gamergate, yeah.
Yeah, well,
oh, because
Law and Order
Laura Croft?
It was this woman. This woman.
This woman's a feminist. She criticizes games for basically
showing. She's also a game designer, too.
Objectifying women. She's quote unquote a game designer. Yeah. She's more a critic than anything.
And people
else.
Went after
Anita
her.
Sarkeesian.
A lot of rape threats. Mm-hmm. She had to move. We'll come to your house. Like
they
that.
Always
okay.
go rape threats.
Law and Order
would you?
Law and Order SVU. Did that one. Of course.
And then she got raped and killed.
Yeah, she got hardcore raped. Like three dudes.
They always take
three dudes abducted her from a thing, they raped her.
They have.
And then, you know, it came down and there's a lot of other things happening, like Ice-T's character plays the video game. He doesn't see anything wrong with it.
Remember the rape joke comedian episode where someone heard the jokes and raped someone?
Yeah. Yeah.
like those shit that doesn't actually happen.
Okay, so I'm laying in bed. This is after the thing. I'm flipping through, and somebody posted a thing of, hey, see, this is what I don't. This is what's real, man. And somebody was criticizing the Law and Order episode because they showed that. How dare they show that? That's not really. You're not really just. I'm like, look, Law and Order is a television show, and any type of thing. For instance, comedy. Comedy is truth plus exaggeration. A television show is truth plus exaggeration.
That's why I said, yeah, that's why I
take
said.
Take the shit,
like,
you take it to the 10th.
And you take it to the next level, yeah.
To ramp up because it's a show and it's drama.
Dramatization.
Come on. what the fuck is wrong with all of you?
But you know why they write that shit.
Yeah, just so clicks.
So, right. It's just clickbait.
I don't think they're looking for clickbait. I don't think that anymore.
Why don't you think that?
No, because it's these people sitting in their fucking basements or their mom's
trying to get clicks,
and they're just writing away because there's no quality control of writing anymore. Anybody can just write anything and put it on the internet. So any crazy idea that you have, anything you think is true,
so you think it's more can be thrown up.
You want to get clicks. I'm not saying that.
The only reason
of course
you,
you want to get clicks. You want people to read it, but you believe this shit that you're writing.
Right. And yeah, you, you are right. There is no
you believe this.
There is no quality control on that.
Yeah, cause
because otherwise,
of,
go
a,
ahead.
A lot of websites, like you'll see some dumb headline. They don't believe that headline, but they're just putting the headline up because they know people will click on it.
Yeah.
But these people that write these little odd fucking things like that, they believe that shit.
To a certain degree.
And they want clicks.
I feel like, to a certain degree, clickbait, but some of them do believe that shit, and you want people to click it.
You want people to click it so they can believe the shit that you believe, and we can get it stopped. You know, that kind of.
I don't think they want to get it stopped though.
Yeah, maybe not.
I think it's a combination. I think because
that's what I'm saying. It's a combination.
Well, here's what I'm saying. You have, if you write for like Salon or whatever, you can't just write when you feel moved to write. When something happens that you get pissed off about, you have to generate content every week or twice a week or whatever your contract is, three times a week.
Yeah.
So you have to look for that problem in everything.
Yeah.
So if you're the guy,
it's like a school paper. Yeah. You have to find the thing what's my angle? Yeah.
So if you're the guy or the woman who finds sexism or racism or is any other ism, if you're the feminist angle. You have to now find that. Oh, Jimmy Fallon did a Saved by the Bell reunion. Can we find feminism in there? Can we find sexism? Yeah. You know, you have to dig for it, and that's where a lot of it is clickbait. You're making shit up.
Yeah. You're and they believe it, but they believe that thing. It's good. They believe it, so they know how to look for it.
I think there's a lot of it is like this was overall pretty good. They did a good job at this. Blah blah blah. But one thing was problematic, and then the whole article is structured that way because they find one minor flaw. This wasn't perfect, is what a lot of articles say. This wasn't 100% perfect. Here's the problem with it. Because ridiculous. They have to post something today. They have no choice.
Ridiculous.
You know?
Ridiculous.
It's the job.
You know? Yeah, and it's like you say, there's no quality control as far as somebody. I just turn the shit in and the shit goes up.
Yeah.
There's no editor going, what the fuck is this?
Preaching to the choir. If you're in a group, quote unquote, or you're part of a group, not even part of a group, if you're writing for a group, that's what you look for. You look for your shit.
Yeah. Did you see the Cindy Crawford picture?
No. No. I have a daughter. I got a daughter.
Did you see it, Andy?
Yeah. The unretouched. Brave.
It's so ridiculous.
Brave Cindy Crawford.
Cindy Crawford picture. Google. This shit'll pop right up.
What's wrong with it?
It's so ridiculous. First of all, there's nothing wrong with the picture.
So,
however, there's nothing particularly right with the picture either. What it is she was in a photo shoot and for Marie Claire, and they posted somebody leaked. And the only reason I'm doing air quotes when I say leaked. They put the shit out on purpose because that brings eyes to them. They leaked the unretouched photo.
And is it of her face?
She's like
48
years old.
No, it's her whole body. She has a 48-year-old woman's body. That's all. Everything is sagging. Everything's loose. Okay. It's not touched up.
This one?
Yeah, everything is kind of loose and sagging.
But
and
for that age,
blah blah dick.
Way
she looks fine. I'm not saying anything about that. I'm not saying anything disregarding that or denigrating her for that. She looks of her age.
Right.
Okay.
She looks good.
What I am saying is everybody's like, oh, look how gorgeous and brave it is of her to show. Oh, it's so fantastic, so wonderful. I'm like, it's not. She's a normally aged woman. It's the same shit they did with Helen Mirren when they started putting Helen Mirren on all these things. That
still
this is
sexy.
The most beautiful, sexy. I'm like, no, she's not.
Still hot.
She's
63. No, she's not.
I'm like, she's not. She's not. Quit trying to sell that to me. That's not what I look at and what I'm thinking sexy. I'm not saying she's not attractive. I'm saying she's an old lady. This is what I'm saying. Yeah, that's speaking of Helen Mirren. Cindy Crawford has an appropriately aged body.
This is a picture that her husband posted Valentine's Day.
You know?
Let me see.
An Instagram picture.
Appropriately aged body.
Well, here's the thing.
That's
she looks
under, that's not underneath harsh underneath a harsh light with that
she
fucking thing that you got with the foamy foil looking thing that reflects the light forward and all that kind of shit.
A reflector.
Yeah, thank you. that kind of thing. That's just out in the daylight.
She looked good, better than most 20-year-olds. She looked better than most 30-year-olds. So at 48, she's going to look better than most 48-year-old women.
Exactly.
So she looks great.
Yeah.
And
you know, but all
so
these
what
women,
happens?
Well, all these women are running around saying she's so brave and she looks so gorgeous, and I love her so much more for what? For just
she can say it. Let them say it. What I don't like. They're preaching to their choir.
Here's what I don't like is if you say what I'm saying right now. Hey, she's okay. She looks all right. Massages.
That's why you don't say that. That's why you don't
she
say that.
She just looks like a woman. I don't know what to tell you.
That's why you don't say that.
I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, if you don't think that that's perfect,
exactly.
then maybe
exactly.
something's wrong with your standards.
That's exactly
but you gotta
right.
Understand,
like,
but you got to understand what
face,
you got to understand what
man.
That is too. That yeah. is their
the fuck out
it's
of
just
my
like,
face.
It's
that
just
man.
Like
writer's insecurity.
Yeah.
If you don't think she's super hot, then I got no chance.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, because I looked in the mirror.
So, if you know that, if it's one of those things.
Oh, I know that. I'm just calling it out. I know
just,
it.
I just let
like,
it just let
I'm
it
like,
be.
Ugh. Let it go,
need,
ladies.
They need that power.
It's always women too, because men don't give a fuck. If a man sees that like a dude,
you know what
like,
that is?
All right, I guess.
You know that. You know what that is? It's the opposite, or it's kind of the same. It goes in the same lane of. The guys that do porn comments and they say, you know what I would do to that ass?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Because
you're not there. Yeah.
But you know
you
what?
You can't do it.
You know what I thought about?
That's why they talk shit for women like that.
It's for men like, for men, it's like this. Like, remember we saw that, both of us saw that cover of Terry Crews on something? Mm. We were both like, man, that's unfake. It's like some men's workout magazine, the 7-Eleven. We were even talking about one time. Like, I see Terry Crews on the cover. I'm like,
Terry Crews?
Yeah, because he's 50.
The 50 guy, yeah.
I'm like, I got to get in the gym.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't think it's fake and it's not real. I'm like, no, I'm okay.
It's shaming.
It's real.
But then if I see a fat dude on the cover, I'm like, all right, fat.
Well,
what's
the mistake?
Well,
mistake people make,
that's
though.
Two that's two different.
Either way, I'm like, I don't care one way or the other.
That's two different.
Don't make me feel any less nor more about myself.
Women, I think women feel like they're shamed so much, or they've been shamed.
Well, you're holding me to the standard of her.
Right.
Like,
you are.
The flip side has to be.
Thank
right.
you,
the woman is doing
you
it.
Are.
You are.
Right.
We're not.
The woman is
you
doing it.
You
are.
You know how I know we're not?
Yeah.
You know how many fat bitches I've
exactly.
It's we don't
we
care.
We don't care.
Right.
It's some gay French dude that's like you're not too skinny enough.
We just won't look at pictures of you.
Yeah.
yeah.
I don't need to see pictures of you.
Yeah.
It's like Andy, that joke Andy's been doing about the model.
Yeah. Which we talked about on the podcast.
That's the model. Yeah. I know what the model looks like.
That's the top of the line. But even like, because with this one, Cindy Crawford's age is part of the conversation, right? But every like twice a year, there's a picture of a 26-year-old woman who they show the unretouched photo.
Yeah,
and it's like, oh, see, that's the real girl. So it's not even about the age.
Yeah,
it's just
it's just about
magazine covers do.
Yeah,
right.
The Big Mac picture, they spray that glistening shit on it
yeah.
to give you the. It's that's just what they do.
Yeah, and by the way, they shame, and women shame in-shape women all the time. You let a woman put up a workout picture with her kids. Here's what I'm doing. Are you doing it?
Shame on you. Yeah.
Shame on you. How
Why
dare
are you shaming us? I feel so fat now. It's one of the, I feel fat, so it's you trying to make me. It's your fault.
Because you work out. I don't have time to work out. I work out about 45 minutes a day. No, you don't, liar.
Well, here's, I mean, this. I pulled up this Cindy Crawford picture on a, like a blog. Some
you have good
blog.
Genes.
Like here's, I'm just going to read one sentence of the blog. The truth is, even with working out, a great diet, and killer genes, having children and growing older changes your body. It's normal to have a little cellulite stretch marks.
We know
and some
that.
Skin. It's a sign of a life well lived.
Is that what it is?
But some people don't have that.
Some people don't have that. There's a lot of women who have children
who really
don't
wants,
have that. I see them in the gym every day. By
Heidi
way.
Klum.
Who are they talking to?
Heidi Klum, for instance.
Who are they talking to? Because
my wife.
Who are they talking to? Because the here's the deal.
They're talking to women who have those cellulite stretch marks and stuff to feel better about themselves.
Men.
Starting with the writer.
Men don't care. So they're not writing for men. They're not writing for us. And you shouldn't be writing for us. We're easy. We're very simple. So who are you writing for?
Women?
Are you writing for the women that do feel bad about this?
Yes.
Okay.
Feel good about yourself.
Feel good about yourself.
Even though
that's supposed to come.
I think your body is a wreck.
Even though that's supposed to come from inside.
But what they're doing.
Even though that's supposed to be. It's.
It's esteem of yourself, bitch.
I hate to quote Cat Williams, but it's the esteem of your motherfucking self.
They used all their lives, let's say, for the last 20 plus years, these women have used pictures of people like Cindy Crawford
they
and
have.
Other models to feel bad about themselves.
Yeah.
And now they're using a picture of Cindy Crawford to feel good about
themselves. Look like shit.
They're still indulging in the use a picture to get your self-esteem game.
Right.
Just drop out of that completely.
Right.
Like, that's all they're doing. It's like, look at Cindy Crawford, flaws and all. Now I feel better.
Now I feel better.
But why are you still using pictures?
I have those same flaws.
Because you've been denigrating the idea of using pictures to boost your self-esteem for years because these women aren't real. They're fake, you know, whatever, skinny bitches. And now there's a picture that you like, and so it's okay to look at a picture and determine that that's a good like standard to meet. So whatever the case, she's becoming what she despised, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and Cindy Crawford's...
Not Cindy Crawford, the writer.
And by the way, it's nothing. It's like, well, like we said last week, well, Marilyn Monroe, she's a real woman, and she's a... I don't care if you are the same size as Marilyn Monroe. You don't look like Marilyn Monroe. So
some of them do.
You're not. And if you do look like Marilyn Monroe, you've already been getting praised.
You already know.
So
you don't need to read.
I'm not
any
talking
of
to you
shit.
Anyway.
I feel like when it comes to that kind of confidence, it's got to come from you. It's got to come from inside. It's an underlying thing that you don't. You can't just say, "Oh, well, I feel better now because there's a picture." Because then you'll be waiting on the next fucking picture.
I'll have clients that they want to tell me, but I want to get back to my high school weight. You're not.
You're not going to.
What was your high school weight?
I tell them that all the time.
What if their high school weight was 350?
You're not.
Get to your fucking...
You can get back to that.
Get to your college graduation weight.
Not. No, you're not. No, if a person ever tells you they want to get back to their high school weight, that means they want to weigh between 110 and 115 pounds.
You want? Well, you don't sell them a dream?
You're not.
You
no.
Can, yeah, you
I
can still do that.
I do not.
What if you get like really sick?
Yeah.
You know?
It's like, yeah, well,
you'll get there.
Go to Berry Farms and don't use a condom.
Generally what I tell them is, and that's the truth is, the simple way to look at it is, you didn't have a woman's body then. You now have a woman's body.
Your body wasn't done growing.
This is it.
You had two girls. I want to get back to my house. They tell you
that?
Yeah.
I want to get back to middle school.
I would say it's going to happen, but it's going to cost you. I would have a green and gold jumpsuit on. It's going to cost you, baby. Look
I'm
here now.
See you at the top.
Why does your accent say, look here, bitch.
I just tell them, look.
Don't be asking me questions. Look here, ho.
I used to tell them the lie. When I first started, I was selling the lie. I'd be like,
get
well, we,
your goddamn
we can
knee.
Do that. We can do that. Now I'm like,
oh, stress.
It's not gonna happen.
Stress, bitch.
I said, why don't we shoot for 10 pounds lighter first? That's the first thing we'll
start at 10 pounds.
We'll start at 10 pounds. We'll see how you feel at 10 pounds. You get 5 pounds off there. You're just like, I feel great. My clothes are fitting looser. And I'm like, I know.
Yeah, it's not hard. I know. Now maintain this.
I know.
Never happens, probably.
I want to get back down to my seventh grade weight.
Always say high school weight. I was going to back down to my high school weight. I just want to weigh the same weight I weighed when I graduated.
There were penises
really?
In their faces in high school.
Before you discovered drinking and pizza and dick.
Before, unprotected dick.
Before that combination of those
all
three.
Over the place. And now
you stopped. You started having disposable income, so you could fucking hone pizzas into your head. Before that,
it's gonna take. But that takes. Weight. Does it not? It takes a little bit of discipline, doesn't it?
It takes a lot of discipline.
Yeah, we can get down to your high school weight, but guess what, bitch?
Yeah, but you don't want to do the things that are necessary.
You know that coffee I saw you drinking earlier?
Yeah. That stops.
That's done.
You're not gonna be a high school
sugar
happy.
Yeah, is that's done. Done. Everything
that's
white
done. Sugar
done.
White stuff done.
Bread.
Yeah. Bread's done. You need yeah. to. You need to. You got to start working out more.
Beef.
You got to. It's a lot of. I saw
salmon.
I said, look, 70% of this is diet. So unless you're willing to do that, I can't
70%.
Do it.
70%. I don't know why people don't understand that.
This is diet.
They want to be on their high school diet and be at the high school weight, which those two things are not compatible.
Yeah. That's what every, like a lot of my friends, a lot of my friend, male and female, they're like, I'm going about to hit up this gym. Like, dog, I do not go to the gym. Yeah. I eat correctly.
70% of it is diet.
I eat what I need to eat.
70% of it is diet.
And I eat like shit.
And if you want to
live, metabolism is ridiculous.
If you want to build,
that's different.
90% now. 90% of it is your diet.
Yeah.
You want to build size.
70% is your diet. All of this working out is ridiculous. You don't need to do it.
You got to work. You got to, well. You don't.
Well, no. What I'm talking about is people that want to build.
Yeah, no, if you want to build, you got to.
If you want to lose and maintain,
you gotta
diet.
You got to eat a lot to build. You got to eat a lot and lift
a
lot.
Not hard. It's not all you got to do.
It is hard. Eating and lifting is hard because it's a fucking job. That's
well,
why
no,
I don't
no,
do
no.
It,
because you, because
job.
Most people eat like shit.
It's a fucking job. You got to take like 3,000 calories a day. That's a lot of
if you're eating and building.
Here's what
if you want to maintain.
Here's what it is.
It's not
Let's
hard.
Say you wanted to weigh. What do you weigh now?
189.
Okay, let's say
between 189 and 195.
Let's say you wanted to weigh. You popped into your head one day. I want to weigh 215 of solid muscle.
Oh shit! I'm just eating straight beef.
Wait,
but I know me.
You got to take in. That means every day, 7 days a week, you need to take in 215 grams
I'm
of protein.
Beef.
And that's just protein.
I'm eating eggs
every day.
I'm eating eggs for. Four
seems,
eggs for breakfast.
It seems easy.
And no cheese.
Oh, only 215 grams?
Oh, well, that's it.
Sure.
Go ahead, how go much ahead and is tell in... them. I know, but
count
you go
down
ahead and tell
the,
them.
Count, break
go
down
ahead and tell
the, me. The breakdown of how many grams are in certain pieces of food.
Exactly.
Break that down sometime and
tell
see
me,
how
okay.
much you have to end
tell
up
me,
eating.
Tell me my diet in 6 meal increments because that's what I'd have to be eating. I'd have to be eating that shit five to six times a day.
Get up in the morning.
Get up in the morning. What time?
First breakfast. Let's say you started breakfast. At.
I just looked.
I get
this
up at 5:30.
One egg has 6 grams of protein.
See.
Okay.
So you gotta get 215.
You gotta get the
215.
Yeah.
God damn.
So in the morning you want to start
how many eggs?
I'm gonna do chicken breast in a second.
In the morning, I would say to eat six eggs.
Chicken breast. Salmon.
Eat six eggs scrambled.
Oh my god.
Or six eggs hard boiled.
What about
okay.
If you just go
but
with
it
the
would
whites.
Probably be best if you ate them scrambled.
Oh
actually,
god.
It'd be best if you ate six eggs, six egg white.
Okay, I'm
scrambled.
Up at 5:30. I'm eating at 6.
So run so, the numbers on
that's
that.
That's 36 grams right now.
Okay,
36
grams.
Right.
6 eggs.
Okay.
So, well, I don't know if the yolk does the yolk take
well,
protein
out. 6 eggs scrambled.
Let's just say 30 grams
and
of protein.
8 ounces of bacon or ham.
Oh my god.
Okay. Well, I just pulled up chicken breast.
8 ounces. Okay, put chicken breast. That's fine. It's
8
lean.
Chicken breast.
8 ounces of chicken breast.
Well, 8 ounces.
And 6 eggs scrambled.
All right,
you'll do a bar, as Jimmy Schubert would say, you'll do a barnyard massacre.
Well, this doesn't have the ounces. It just says a chicken breast.
Yeah, 1 pound. 1 pound breast.
Is chicken breast is 30 grams of protein.
30
oh,
grams.
For
okay,
a full
okay.
chicken breast.
That's for a full breast.
That's
that
like a,
like,
yeah, that's on
like
top of the eggs.
Three
so
of those.
You go ahead and put those together.
Three okay. of those in that day.
So that's 6 eggs plus the breast. That's
protein.
That's why
salmon.
That's
go
why
salmon.
I say cut that in half. Take a pound. 8 ounces is half a pound. So you cut that in half.
Yeah, that's in fact, 0.5 breasts.
Because if not, you're going to be able to get through that.
Half meal. A breast is 30 grams.
Okay, so half a breast is 30 grams. Okay, so fine. Eat that.
Half that's a breast and 6 eggs.
That's your breakfast.
Now you had about 60 grams this morning.
We, ain't
with,
talked
with
about
some
the,
bacon.
We haven't talked about the carbs yet because you got to put some carbs in because you need energy. Okay, so
right.
then you get your 2 hours from there, you can eat a snack.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to need a snack. I'd do a protein shake.
Protein shake is a snack.
What about a Cliff bar?
or a Clif Bar, or I would do a handful of almond nuts.
What about quinoa? Like quinoa and Brussels sprouts.
For lunch, I would do quinoa, meat. Sprouts. I would do meat and vegetables.
Right, definitely.
Okay, for lunch,
you gotta get the protein.
No carbs. Definitely
just
no carbs.
Meat and vegetables for lunch.
No quinoa. And,
probably do quinoa. I'd rather do quinoa or Brussels sprouts.
So
Brussels
chicken
is a good.
So
vegetable.
Chicken breast and Brussels sprouts for breakfast.
Yeah, let's say
for
lunch.
For lunch, I'm sorry.
Clean. No bread. I noticed I ain't said
no
about
bread at all. No, we don't need
bread.
Any bread.
No bread.
No
any
crackers.
Sweet liquids.
Stay out of sweet liquids.
All water.
If you want to drink something, drink a tea. Drink a green tea. They taste like shit, but they have good antioxidants in them. So drink a green tea. Use a sweetener. Don't use sugar.
Right.
And then for my next snack, you've already done a shake at this point, so I wouldn't do another shake. I would do
another bar.
Probably a bar. And then for dinner, I'd probably eat 8 ounces of steak and a baked potato. Sweet potato. Eat some sweet pototoes.
Ounces of steak is not even that big of a steak.
No. That should get you conceivably to 215 of protein.
And that's every single day.
And that's every day.
God damn.
We ain't even talked about the nighttime snack either because you need to drink. When you go to bed, you need to drink a Cassian protein shake.
Oh my god!
Not whey protein, Cassian protein, because Cassian protein breaks down slowly over the night.
8 ounces of broiled top sirloin steak with the excess fat trimmed off contains about 69 grams of protein.
Yeah, so I don't even think we're still there. We're still not. We barely broke 100.
No, we got more than 100 because the chicken breast is 30.
30.
The eggs are another 30.
Yeah, 30. So that's 60.
And you get it like a bacon or something. That's like 75, let's say.
Yeah.
In the morning. Right?
Yeah. When the protein shake is going to have about 14, 15. Maybe
you're
at 100. Most 30, so we're probably at 100.
You're hovering around 100 after your first two meals.
Got to tack 215 more on. Got another 115.
Well, you got 70 coming from the steak.
Yeah.
So between your lunch and your next snack.
Yeah, you're going to take a protein shake overnight.
You got to get 45. Yeah, so the protein shake is 15.
It's about 15.
So 20. You need 30 more on that other meal. So the other half of the chicken breast has to come in there.
Yeah.
And then you get your third. That's 215.
Yeah. And you got to do that every day.
Yeah. You got to go shopping a lot.
Every day, 7 days a week.
Freezer full of meat.
Work for Arnold. It'll work for you. Yeah. Freezer full of meat.
Mm-mm. Freezer full of meat.
But where are we at?
Hour 30.
People don't want to do that kind of work, man.
No.
It's fucking hard. I don't.
I feel like that's the hardest part. The work, going to a gym and working out and lifting, that's easy to me.
That's nothing.
That's nothing.
If you're eating like this, you better be lifting.
You got to be.
Oh, yeah, you got to squeeze in a workout
during
all that.
Yeah.
No, dog.
I can't go to the gym. I'm still cooking my third meal.
No, I can't do any. I'm not doing any of that craziness.
Yeah, people want
to
do that.
I'm not going to the gym.
Conversely, on the other side, like one girl told me she's only taking in 700 calories a day. I said, you're going to die.
Is she always like lightheaded and dizzy?
You're going to die. She's sleepy a lot in the middle of the afternoon because you're not taking enough calories. So you need to boost your calories up to 1,400 calories a day. I can't do that. I'm going to get fat. No, you're not.
It's not that. No, you're working it out now.
No, you're not.
Why do people think fat calories?
I don't understand. And I don't have time to go into explaining it on this podcast.
You're burning fat.
But your metabolism slows down. Let me just say it like that.
In the middle of that's why everybody's tired.
It holds on to calories.
Anytime I go down to.
You lose no weight.
The around 2:30, 3 o'clock, anytime I go down to the little snack bar, it's packed full of people.
Yeah.
Because everybody's fucking.
Yeah.
They
what
need
happens
a booster.
Is they don't eat breakfast.
They don't eat breakfast.
A snack. They drink a cup of coffee.
And then they eat lunch.
They eat lunch.
Carb
the lunch is huge.
The shit out.
They carb up, and then by 4 they're sleepy.
Yeah.
Sitting there sleepy.
4?
Because their body's crashing.
2 o'clock.
Lunch, you know, well, let's say 2. I'm thinking if you eat lunch at 2, like most of corporate America, your body's crashing.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're sleepy. And then you go home, you're hungry again, and eat this big fucking dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And then you drink some beers, eat junk food while you're watching
carbs.
TV, you go to bed, and then you wonder why you got a tire around your stomach. Well,
right.
That's
how.
All you got to do is plan out your day, fool.
Hey, but those chips were good, though.
Yeah, well, you know.
I mean, that's how they get you.
That's how they get you.
That shit tastes good.
Yeah. Chips are good.
Ice cream's delicious. It is delicious.
It is delicious.
I mean, chicken breast is
That's how they sell it.
Chicken breast is good. You just got to season the shit out of it.
Ice cream never let you down.
No, it's always there.
Oh, that ice cream was disgusting.
You ever had bad ice cream?
Yeah,
it's
I have.
Impossible.
Somebody, I went to a party.
Homemade?
No, yeah, it was homemade, and it was it was like kale, and I wanted to punch him in his face. He sat there while we ate it, too. It was the most disgusting.
Watched you.
Dog, homemade ice cream is probably the most disgusting thing.
It's got a weird salty taste to it because of that salt that's in it.
You're a piece of shit person if you make your friends eat homemade ice cream. You're not fooling it. Anybody. There is a huge difference between...
Almost as bad as any type of homemade liquor.
Dog, stop making people eat homemade. Fuck your homemade ice cream recipe.
Yeah.
It's
like
not good.
A savory ice cream. I don't like sweet ice cream.
Hey, so guys, we ate
homemade
dinner.
Liquors. It's like, hey, man, try my home beer. I'm fucking blind now. You know, it's got twigs in it.
Stop feeding people. I've had it a few times.
Here's my succotash ice cream. Go ahead, guys.
Usually
have some succotash.
Girls that I date in the city and they're
you even gotta say it.
Either gay, hipsters. Either or gay people with money.
Yeah.
That's what one of my exes was she worked in politics, so one of her friends was on Capitol Hill, and then we were having a get together on the get together. Is of course,
you gotta go be the only black guy.
Ridiculous
there.
Amount of people. Shit. It was a few black people, two or three, but they're not black.
Yeah, no.
They're not black like me. Black. Yeah, they're black.
Black like me.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, you one of them brothers? Okay. Yeah. What's that? I gotta enunciate. I get it. Yeah. Okay. she made her delicious ice cream sandwiches. Homemade ice cream. I ate one. I was like, yo.
This is sourdough ice cream.
This makes me not want to have sex with you now.
Have you ever eaten ice cream when it's been...
fresh out that fucking churn?
No. When it's been melted and then refrozen again? That's what it tastes like. Horrendous. Horrendous.
It's got chips in it.
It's got chips in it.
Ice cream
it tastes like water.
Hey, sweet.
That's how you know it's working.
Everybody standing around acting like it's good. This is good. It's not
good.
This shit ain't good.
You motherfuckers.
What are we doing? Why are we perpetrating this lie?
Why are we doing this to ourselves, everyone? I think if we all get together and revolt, then she'll stop this.
Those are chunks of beef jerky in there.
Jerky ice cream?
I couldn't believe it. He was like, oh, we made some, the one after her. It was years later after that, the ice cream sandwich debacle. After her, we had like, oh, I made some ice cream too. Like, oh, what kind of chocolate? He's like, oh, we made some asparagus. I was like, I wanted to punch him in his face.
I had all these beets laying around the house. I was like, what am I going to do with these beets?
Oh, my God. What am I going to do with all these white beets?
God.
White beets, you cocksucker.
What did you get these from?
Hey, I got this rutabaga sitting around. I didn't know what to do with the rutabaga.
I'm
going to
turn it into ice cream.
If you don't want any of this
ridiculous
white beet ice cream, we've also made some rhubarb pie.
I had this closet full of rutabaga and no sugar.
Dog.
So I made ice cream.
Have you had rhubarb pie?
No.
It's the biggest lie that you'll ever...
I've never had rhubarb anything. What is rhubarb?
It's a lie.
It's a plant.
You know where I had it at? Canada. Canada. It was disgusting.
I'm looking up rhubarb.
Rhubarb.
It's a root vegetable.
Hey, did that hamster just fucking die?
It's sour. I hope not.
Oh, it's asleep.
Is it just right?
Yeah.
It's asleep. I think it's breathing.
Okay.
Yeah.
It flipped over on his back. I was like, did it just fucking die?
No, you can see it breathing. Rhubarbs
taste like they're just sour.
Tim thumped the cage, people, by the way.
You have to
jump right up.
Well, I mean, you know.
Rhubarbs are herbaceous, as it says in the Wikipedia.
Sour. They don't say sour.
They're very sour. They make pies out of them that are not sweet. Fuck you, Gregorio. Rhubarb pie is not good if you're about to try it.
I bet you right now, Gregorio is like, don't you ever.
No, you know what it is?
Fuck you.
You haven't had my rhubarb pie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'll eat Gregorio's rhubarb pie.
Oh, God.
But you notice, he doesn't
give me some
put
pumpkin.
Pictures up?
Give me some pumpkin with some icing, with some Cool Whip on top of it, and I'm fine.
Yeah,
or give me an apple pie with a slice of a slice of vanilla on it.
Pumpkin pies. I can't endorse it. I've been against it too.
You're a sweet potato man.
I'm a sweet potato.
You're more black than me. We know this.
I made some gravel ice cream.
I've been corrupted by that
black
white girl.
I'm more. Yeah, you. Oh, that's right. So you're inundated with the whiteness.
Like, that's why I only eat pumpkin pie.
I'm only dating the whiteness, so I can bounce out if I want to. I'm listening to Rick Ross on the way home, so I can get away from it.
Randolph, listen to Rick Springfield.
Springfield. Never gonna lift you up. Is that Rick Springfield? Which, by the way, no, Rick Springfield is you know. I think I'm thinking Jesse's girl.
Do, 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 do. And then he was on
Why Can't I Find a Woman Like That?
He was on what's that movie?
If you ever go back and watch the videos, he tries to look so hard in the video. I'm like, you're not hard, dude.
He had a pit bull on the cover of the album.
Yeah.
But it was like a Spuds McKenzie pit
bull. Yeah, a little English Mastiff.
Yeah, not even a Mastiff. It was one of those Staffordshire,
Australian.
Whatever.
Is he?
But can I? Yeah, Australian.
His accent is gone, though.
Yeah, he's lived here for a long time.
Yeah. He was on General Hospital
for years. Dr. Noah Drake, I think was his name.
Jesus.
Drake? Noah Drizzy?
Noah Drizzy. I think we should bring this one home because we got to do Thursdays. Listen, people, come on back. I think on Thursday we'll talk about SNL. We'll definitely talk about that. Touch on that.
Barely watched
it. I didn't watch any of it.
Well, I got a little bit. I got a couple things to say.
Watched about an hour.
Not
like 3.5 hours.
I will be at the Avalon Theater in Easton, Maryland, March 6th. That's a Friday night. Then on Saturday, I got a private thing at a country club. So
country club? Where is that, Maryland?
White folks. Some diesel gig.
Is it in Maryland or is it Ashburn?
No, it's in Ashburn. The Ashburn one?
It's a community center. So
yeah.
It's good.
Oh, I heard about that one.
I've done that. It's a good gig.
Yeah. I got that on that Saturday. That's the 7th.
I think they put a spread of food out.
Yeah.
7th.
It's early. It's an early gig. It's like
fruits,
7 o'clock.
Cheeses, and crackers.
Oh, at 7. What day again?
It's March 7th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
7th, I'm going to be.
7th,
I met, my Goobies in April. I'll be touching on that later.
On March 5th through 8th, I'm going to be in Cincinnati with Bent Washburn, Cincinnati, Ohio, at Go Bananas. So if we have anyone there, come out. I'll be at the Avalon Theater in May 9th, but we'll get to that later.
Tim, the Avalon Theater?
We'll find out.
You want a feature for me? I got to bring a feature.
you should take him so he can meet the person and come back in the headline.
Well,
is he not? Is this not the same person?
No, it's not Ryan. It's someone else, but you bring your own openers.
Yeah, you bring.
I got to figure it out.
I know. I did it last time when I headlined.
Yeah. So you should,
Ryan
you,
was
you,
in.
You should.
Oh, you've headlined there before?
Yeah.
You're good.
You should go back.
Bro,
tell me. Just reach out to him. Contact him.
All right.
Yeah.
All right,
Victoria, I think is her name. Off mic.
Off mic.
Yeah,
be sure to email us. You got anything coming up?
I'm chilling. Got the baby. Her birthday.
Oh, yeah.
So we're planning. I'm planning one thing.
Her first birthday.
First birthday, I have a few secrets.
You got a party?
That I need to.
Yeah, bring this girl.
Definitely going to be a party. I don't know where. Probably
let me know,
in Maryland.
So I can tell her to go.
Yeah. Ugh. Might be too far.
Every fucking weekend, man, I swear to God.
Yeah.
They come in waves.
Birthday party?
You'll see.
All her friends will start having birthdays.
You'll see.
Dumb friends.
They come in waves, man. You just do what I do.
Dumb one-year-old.
You do what I do. You take a book or you take your notepad and you write jokes. You just put your headphones on and no one bothers you. You just sit and you write. That's what I do.
Everyone's like, you look up to make sure your kid's not dead.
That's all I do.
Should have been a deadbeat dad. It would have been so much easier.
I just write.
Change your name.
I polite. Hey, how you doing? Blah blah blah. And I just sit down. And I just take out my book or I start writing. I don't really speak.
Why do parents stay? The only parents that
because
need to be
it's
there
just
are
a
the
gab,
ones.
It's just
that...
a gab fest for them.
Is it?
That's all. They just stay and they talk. And blah blah blah.
Maybe
except,
it's a
except,
social.
Except when we took Ava to that trampoline park. Parents left. Fat asses. They weren't getting in there.
They were.
They weren't getting there. The ones that stayed were like athletic parents.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, we were jumping around in there. Other than that,
yeah,
they left. I'm going to go now. Bye.
There's a food court over there. I'm going to go over there to the food court.
Well, come on back on Thursday, people. We'll be here for you guys. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Tim Miller Lives. Just be back with us. We got some more shit for you.
Come
be
on
sure
through.
To email us. And thanks so much for listening. As always, we enjoy bringing it to you guys. I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
And I'm Tim Miller.
We have three guys on.
We are out. Tim Miller lives. Hashtag.
Tripping off the beat, kinda. Dripping off the meat grinder. Heat niner. Pimping, stripping, soft, sweet minor. China was a neat sign of trouble with the script digits. Double dip, bubble lip, subtlest midget. Borderline schizo, sort of fine tits though. Quarter wine, order grind, quarter to nine, let's go. Ever since 10-11, glad she made a brethren. Then it's last down, seven alligator, seven at the gates of heaven, knocking, no answer. Slow dancer, hopeless romancer, dopest flow stanzas. Yes, no, villain, metal faced to Destro. Guess so, still incredible, in escrow. Just say ho, I'll test the yo. Wild West style fest, y'all best to